students were wondering, right, trying to get to the best. I'm very happy to see faces of current postdoc alumni and of course our frequent guests, many of you who are first guests, first time to Bruner, please don't hesitate to ask the local people how to get around, navigate these buildings, because sometimes it gets very tricky and you can get lost. So we thank our support staff, Lauren and Stephanie, on behalf of John, John and myself. And just say a few obvious things that we can do and can discuss in this meeting. Well, this is a pie chart that on my mind that's enhanced, so it was like very, very silly looking pie chart, and so because it was shown so much in the talks that somebody actually cared to prepare a better looking pie chart. Anyways, the problem has remained the same for many years, and in particular, missing energy problem, and it's one of the things we're going to discuss, and too many good solutions for dark matter and too few apartments for some solutions. Dark energy, that's a big motivational point, and then main questions that
Can we discuss it? I don't know how you want to do this, but can we discuss this point? I mean, too many good solutions for dark matter from an experimental point of view. That's not the feeling I get.
No. That's, I think it's too many good solutions, right? Is that what you try to explain? Is depending on the point of view, either too many or none, right? So if you want to try to fit this, the sort of cold dark matter with a proper energy density, then it's too many, right? If you try to fit by any chance the inner part of the rotation curves, then the opinion spread very wide, right? Whether this is can be done. Well, we are welcome to discuss these topics, right? So as far as fitting the gravitational part of things, apart from that issue with the galaxy, I think we're in good shape for almost any model of dark matter. What can we discover? That's of course a big question. So it's question number one here. Even in that building, I would say that no satisfactory solution this question will come without an experimental verification. And for most parts, my colleagues will agree with me. Anyways, the big issues are we are doing everything possible to address the missing energy, missing mass problem. So my point of view is that physics as a community invests into this question now, right? So it's probably also now is a good time to think about the broader set of ideas rather than sequentially. And of course, somewhere down the list, we have a lot of investments going into this field, the number of experiments very large, number of underground labs also quite large. Only the theories, so three is a large number for us, right? So here is the number is much larger than three. So we're here in the meeting, we'll discuss new signatures, novel uses of existing detectors, and maybe altogether new experiments without good ideas. Well, I'm also interested to know what should be the interaction of human and experiments going forward from that point. I mean, it used to be in good old times that theories would provide an M0 half plane and constrained linear supersymmetric standard model with the line where dark matter annihilation is. That fact probably has passed. And we are entering a new realm, and what our interactions should be going that's an important part. And since we're in Canada, and some of you continue further north to join a big meeting next week, TAO 2017, I should ask the question, have we thought through all the possibilities for Small Hub? Indeed, Canada has invested widely in the very successful experiment STOM, and after that into a new facility Small Hub, and of course there are already a number of excellent experiments there, and do we use it to the fullest, and what else can be done about it? So that's the things that I have to say, and of course we'll discuss that more in a minute. So the structure of the meeting that we have 25-minute talks, and we often have a surplus time which we will hopefully use for discussions. And I should tell you this, that the talks are recorded, so creative and smart stuff you put there. But if you have something that really crazy or bad to say about other experiments, don't hesitate to say, or theories, right? Don't hesitate to say that during the discussion session, which are not recorded. So that's a compromise. Let's have a productive workshop. That's all I have to say, and I'm happy to